This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Ryan is asking for me to talk about the signs and symptoms of autism and how to tell if your child has autism. So that's interesting. You know, it's I think the autism spectrum disorder, and I hate using the term disorder because so many people on the autism spectrum do not feel they have a disorder. They're some of the smartest, most amazing, you know, people out there, very, very well received, very gifted. And so I don't think that there's going to want to be that, shall we say, that stigma attached. So I'm hoping they later change that. But right now it's called autism spectrum disorder. And so it's kind of a gamut of people that could have either severe autism or mild, such as Asperger's. And according to the CDC, they call it a developmental disability caused by differences in the brain. Some have a genetic condition. Other causes are not yet known. They say scientists believe there are multiple causes of ASD that act together to change the most common ways people develop. They say we still have much to learn about these causes and how they impact people with autism spectrum disorder. So we've known people as we've grown up to, you know, maybe we would say at the time they were, quote, unquote, a little different. And sadly, many of these kids were bullied. Many of these adults were socially isolated. But now we're able to kind of diagnose and find, try to find ways to help these kids engage in society. I caution everybody in terms of how much you try to engage them and how much you try to change them, because many of these kids actually are, you know, smarter than we are. And sometimes their behavior and sometimes the things they say, and if some are considered, you know, maybe socially awkward, some of that is because they're actually smart. So let me just quickly talk to you about some of the symptoms. Then I'll talk to you about how we don't want to dumb down anybody who has autism spectrum. So the social communication might be challenging. They might avoid, maybe not keep eye contact. They may not respond to name by 9 months of age. They may not show facial expressions like happy, sad, angry, surprised by 9 months. They may not play simple interactive games like patty cake. Right? Patty cake, I thought it was patty cake, baker's man. I always thought that was stupid. And the kid might not want to play that by a year, like a lot of them do. They may have few or no gestures by 12 months of age, doesn't wave goodbye. They may not, again, they might be thinking, why do I have to wave goodbye? Why do we wave goodbye? You know, see? Are they really off? No. Does not point or look at what you point to by 18 months. You know, maybe some moms are like, look at that birdie. I don't want to look at the damn bird. Doesn't show interest, doesn't share interest with others, shows you an object that he or she likes by 15 months of age. Yeah, a lot of kids do that. They go, Mommy, look at my chocolate cookie. My kids knew gosh darn well not to show me their chocolate cookie because I'd eat it. So they kept it hidden from me. They don't notice when others are hurt or sad by 24 months of age. They do not pretend in play. They may not pretend to feed a doll by 30 months of age. Why would you pretend to feed an inanimate object that couldn't eat? They could aspirate, you know, something looks comatose. You don't put food in it. I mean, again, is that really a disability? Don't they realize, you know, so people are like, yeah, but they don't pretend play. Kids pretend play. Well, they show little interest in their peers. Well, if their peers are, you know, advocating for duct taping masks on their mouth, I don't blame them for not being interested in them. They might have trouble understanding other people's feelings or talking about their own feelings. They may not play games with turn taking till about maybe, you know, by 60 months of age. They, you know, a 5-year-old should kind of know how to play those types of games. They might have restrictive or repetitive behaviors, like lining up toys with other objects. Excuse me, getting upset when the order is changed. Repeating words or phrases over and over. We call it echolalia. Playing with toys the same way every time. They might like repetition. They might focus on parts of objects. They might get upset by minor changes. They don't like change. They might have some obsessive interest. They might really need a routine, and if that routine isn't followed, they don't do well. They might flap their hands, rock their body, spin self in circles. The more severe cases, they may have unusual reactions to the way things sound, smell, taste, look, or feel. I think that's because they have a higher sense. And so,
hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, flu shots are already out. People have been asking, should they get their flu shot now? Should they wait? Because just in case they need a booster, now that they've learned about waning immunity, you know, we've really educated a lot of everybody on microbiology and immunology. So rather than people getting their flu shot at the end of August and September, now they're thinking, I want to wait closer to flu season. So let me tell you what I know about what's coming up with this flu season and what I'm hearing some of the predictors are. So, when we anticipate our flu season in America, which is in the Northern Hemisphere, we look to the Southern Hemisphere and see what happened there. And the Southern Hemisphere will precede us. Now, you could say the Southern Hemisphere comes after us. You could play it either way. But it really does precede us, because if you remember, really bad flu season, 2018, then 2019, 2020, hardly anything. Australia and Southern Hemisphere preceded what we saw. So let's just, for now, give it to Southern Hemisphere will precede the Northern Hemisphere when it comes to flu. Okay? For now. Maybe not COVID, but flu. So we are being told by some experts that they're expecting a rebound flu season. We had such a minimal flu season last year, not only minimal, almost non-existent. We had a few thousand cases, that was about it. Mind you, not a lot of people tested, but in the hospitals they tested. But we had a few thousand severe cases, and other than that, not much to talk about, much to do about nothing. And so what experts are saying is, look, even though COVID is here, we could have a rebound flu. So what University of Pittsburgh researchers did is they used these mathematical models to predict what the upcoming flu season would look like. And their results were printed in the RxIV. And they said cases are going to surge to 610,000 hospitalizations if we have no change in vaccine habits. Meaning if the people who usually get their flu shot get the flu shot, then we're looking at least 610,000 hospitalizations for flu. If less people get the flu shot, it'll be more. If more people get the flu shot, between 25 and 50% more than in previous years, we could notice that number go down to 500,000 to 400,000 hospitalizations. So experts are expecting kind of that. Now, I always look to Australia, and I look to Australia's numbers. Well, Australia's numbers have been kind of minuscule. In fact, they're even saying they haven't witnessed a significant impact. Now, mind you, Australia's flu season started in April of 2021. So whereas we start November and then go to May, they kind of start April, May, and go to November. So they're in their peak. They're now going into their like peak flu season, and we're not seeing a lot of cases. So I think that's fantastic. I think it's super fantastic. But then why would experts be predicting, oh, we're going to have a rebound? Well, because they think that, well, one is the Delta variant wave might be going down, and COVID competed with flu for our bodies. So flu was kind of like out of luck. Flu couldn't really take hold and do what it needed to do when COVID was in somebody's body, causing that cell to turn around and make more COVID. So flu didn't get a fighting chance. You could be infected with both COVID and flu. You can, but we didn't see a lot of those cases. And so this twindemic that was predicted last year, thank God, didn't happen. The problem, though, we have is still an underestimation of how many flu cases there were, because telemedicine exploded in the last few years. So people calling up with flu-like symptoms, and I've been getting a lot of that, I'll say, look, you might want to go and get swabbed for flu. You might want to go get swabbed for COVID, so we know the difference. Nah, I'll just stay home and isolate. So those don't, the labs never get the cases. The labs never get the reporting. And even though telemedicine will report possible flu, possible, it's not, if we don't know if it's COVID or flu and you can't over the phone, I don't know whether that counts. So, you know, I don't like the flu because the flu has killed a lot. The flu affects kids more. We're having hospitalizations that are rising in the pediatric population, but the flu was nasty. And we kind of need to know how we're going to approach flu and COVID in these schools, because parents are freaking out. Teachers are freaking out. Teachers are, duct taping masks to some of these students' faces, all because of COVID. And we haven't even talked about flu. We haven't even dealt with a flu season post-COVID yet in the schools. And if we did all this for COVID, and COVID doesn't kill as many kids, then what the hell are we going to see coming down the pike when it comes to flu? And so when people say, all right, Dr. Dahlia, what is the new normal? Are we going to get to the new normal soon? The kids are going to go back to school. They're going to rip off their masks. It's all going to be good. I don't know, because once kids die of flu, some parent's going to say, hey, guys, if you did this for COVID, which was way less, why aren't you doing it for flu? Kids are dying of the flu. And so with all this pressure that kids are dying of the flu, you would then sadly see these draconian measures all brought back. I didn't like that kids would get sick with flu. That killed me. What I did like is that we had Tamiflu. So whether it was telemedicine or whether it was in person, if we identified somebody who had the flu, we would actually treat their family members. We would give their family members Tamiflu to prevent them from getting the flu. This is what people have been asking for COVID. Now, a worry I had last year was we were going to give so much Tamiflu inappropriately over the phone, because we didn't know if you had flu or COVID, that Tamiflu would start getting weaker and we would start to see resistant flu. Luckily, we don't think we're there yet, but Tamiflu did not work for COVID. So we need an antiviral, or we need something like that, where if somebody in the family has COVID, you could give everybody that, the antiviral or whatever, and then hopefully they don't come down with deadly COVID, just like we do with flu. This way they could still go about their business. Now, some of you are asking about the flu shot. The flu shots are out in certain pharmacies. The CDC, interestingly, doesn't have the actual what's actually in your trivalent versus quadrivalent, but all the CDC has posted is what they recommended. So they recommended an A Victoria H1N1, an A Cambodia H3N2, a B Washington Victoria lineage, and a B Phuket. I know you want to do, you know, short U instead of long U, but it's Phuket, and that's a Yamagata lineage. For those are the egg-based ones. For the cell-based, they have a Wisconsin H1N1, a Cambodia H3N2, a Washington B Victoria lineage, and a Phuket Yamagata. So according to the FDA, the trivalent vaccines for the U.S. for this next season will have the H1N1, the H3N2, and the Washington B, because, you know, it's influenza A, influenza B. We do not have, right, COVID protection yet. Eventually, they are going to make a vaccine where you can, they are going to make a vaccine where we could have both. One new thing I have to tell you guys all about is, if you are getting a COVID booster, remember last year, CDC said, look, if you're going to get a flu shot or if you're going to be getting the COVID shot, you got to spread it out. They're not saying to spread it out. Because these are completely different now vaccines, the CDC says you don't have to spread them out and you could get them at the same time. So that is huge in terms of starting to increase access. So flu shots out there, you know, how do you tell the difference between flu and COVID? Flu, man, it hits you like a ton of bricks. It hits you hard. It hits you fast. Fever will get super high. 103, 104, 105. Go away in a few days and be done. COVID might come on a little slower. It might hit you like a ton of bricks. Fever might not get past 100, maybe 101. More milder, right? Because it's more like a cold. But the fever will wax and wane. Unlike a typical cold, the fever might keep coming back or the fever might last longer. So that's a big difference. There's actually tons of differences between the two that we're going to actually talk about. But right now, I just want to kind of let you know that flu season is being prepared for. And news last year found that if you did get the flu shot, you were protected somehow against COVID because somehow your immunity was stronger. So interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday on the Biden administration's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Ranking member and Idaho Republican Senator James Reich disputes the Biden administration's claim that there was no plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under former President Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban.
In February 2020, agreement was contingent upon the Taliban reducing violence, meeting counterterrorism commitments, and engaging in substantive talks with the Afghan government.
The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding across the deep south as Tropical Storm Nicholas moves across the region. 5 to 10 inches of rain predicted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. USA Radio News. House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy explains what he believes the end game is for Democrats.
It's a transformation of America to become more of a socialist, European-type country, that they're going to have government deciding almost everything in your life.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the proposals call for the corporate tax rate to increase to 26.5% and the top individual tax rate to 39.6%. While attending the Met Gala in New York City, New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wore a white gown with the words, "Tax the Rich," written in red and black. The congresswoman attending the $30,000 a plate event in New York City saying she hopes the dress can be a conversation starter. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alright guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many pregnant women are a little hesitant about the vaccine. And this is not an easy topic for a lot of doctors. In fact, I think the majority of pregnant women have still said they're going to pass. And I know people are ripping the anti-vaxxers to pieces and calling vaccine-hesitant people anti-vaxxers and Trumpers and all sorts of stuff all over the, you know, all over the place. But sadly, vaccinate or unvaccinated individuals that get COVID when they're pregnant seem to get bad cases from what we're reporting. And the CDC is seeing an increase in pregnant people getting infected with coronavirus. Doctors say the virus can lead to severe illness, and they are urging pregnant people to get vaccinated. Now, some of you have asked, what do I feel like? How do I feel on this? And this is tricky. In Mississippi, in their latest COVID surge, 4 unvaccinated pregnant women died within a week. We're hearing cases of unvaccinated women in the hospitals going, I wish I got it, get it. Now, I don't know how many vaccinated moms, pregnant moms, had an issue with the baby. I don't know how, you know, any who had side effects. So we don't have that data. All we have is hearing that the unvaccinated COVID patients, they got pretty darn sick. So it is a little, shall we say, unsettling for a lot of people who have a family member who is thinking about getting the COVID shot or not getting the COVID shot. I know many people are concerned about the Johnson & Johnson because of the blood clot risk. Pregnant women are at risk for blood clots. So I know that there were many pregnant women who were kind of advised originally not to go there with the Johnson & Johnson. But we aren't seeing any contraindications to the mRNA vaccine and pregnant women. And so that is why doctors as a whole are recommending that if you're pregnant, to get the vaccine. Now, I know a lot of people are like, what the heck are doctors saying? You know, hear us out. And I get it. It's, you know, you have a pregnant woman. They have a level of immunity. Our bodies weren't designed to have things injected into us. I get it. I get that people are concerned. But remember, this is a virus that I think was tinkered with. This is not a natural occurring virus, like a cold or something like that. And I've been very comfortable with flu shots in pregnant women. I'm very comfortable with that. And I personally have not seen any issues with flu shots in pregnant women. But I have seen pregnant women who had the flu and not work out with the baby and all that. But this is why I am leaning on the side of pregnant women getting the vaccine versus playing it safe or not getting the vaccine, is because I don't know if you guys remember Zika. Zika was one scary virus. I don't know what the heck was going on with that sucker, but just a few years ago, women who were pregnant, who were getting Zika, their babies were born with encephaly, with small heads, lack of most of their brain, all sorts of neurological deficits. And when we were dealing with Zika, people were scared to death and going, where's a vaccine? Well, we didn't have a vaccine at the time. By the time we even knew what the hell was going on with Brazil, everybody was getting ready for the Rio Olympics. So people decided not to fly. People decided they were pregnant to kind of play it safe. And I remember scaring athletes, and athletes are like, I'm not going to go down there. Because with Zika, you could be healthy, you could be a guy. You could true get Guillain-Barré, that neurological autoimmune issue after the virus. But you could be a guy, come home, mosquito bites you, hops to a neighbor or a friend or your sister, infects them, and then they could be born with a severely disabled baby or a dead baby. So we saw what happened with Zika. I don't know what COVID does to the infants. Now, we know pregnant women have had healthy babies, so far so good. But again, this virus keeps changing, and it's weird. And I don't trust it. And so when I see pregnant women ending up in the hospital with COVID, and then those medications, by the way, a lot of the medications you need aren't really baby-friendly, you start to wonder what is worse for the baby, COVID treatment, or the vaccine. And I get it. It's not easy for you guys. I get it because you're pregnant. I mean, when I was pregnant, I didn't want anybody touching my belly. I didn't want to dye my hair. I didn't want to drink a diet soda. I was like so scared. I didn't drink alcohol. I was so scared. And it was, I was like, I don't want anything to hurt the baby. So I understand when pregnant women have that concern. It's not because they're crazy. It's because they love their baby. They want to be a good mom. And I, as a doctor, and I, as a mom, will always be there to support somebody who is trying to get education and trying to make the best decision for their fetus. I get that, because I think the fetus is alive, and I think the mom feels the baby, and the mom knows that the baby talks to, I mean, some pregnant moms tell me that the baby talks to them in their dreams. I believe that. I really believe you connect with who's in your uterus. I really do. I mean, I tell my kids who's in my tummy. I go, when you guys are in my tummy, like, what do we do in your tummy, Mom? Well, you watch TV, you ate a bunch of Doritos, you left it a mess. You know, it took the cleaning crew weeks to clean it out. But you do bond with your babies. And the last thing any mom wants to do is think that they put their baby at risk. The problem is you are noticing in the news, you know, a lot of these headlines saying, look, you know, there are people dying. They're pregnant. Them and their fetus are dying of COVID. And so the best thing you could do for your baby is to make sure that you don't get COVID. So same thing with flu. I supported the flu shot for pregnant women because, again, flu can kill. We've seen flu kill. We know flu is deadly. And I just didn't want pregnant people who are more vulnerable. Pregnant women will have a certain boost in their immunity. And I noticed that when I was pregnant, I didn't get sick like I usually do. And I think the hormones protect you and all that. But it can only do so much. You are bombarded with some really, really bad bugs. And your immune system, you know, gets taxed. You will be overwhelmed. So I know this pregnancy buzz we get, you know, helps us a little bit, this bump, but it won't protect us. We aren't going to be immortal. And so I vote for an mRNA vaccine to protect you against COVID if you're pregnant. And I know that's rough. I know that's rough. And anybody acting like, oh, it's a no-brainer, you're going to lose people. Let people know that, you know, you realize that they have a fetus and that they want to make the right decision. But also, I'm very, very scared when I see pregnant women die of COVID. So, you know, I'm sorry that many of you have to make that decision. I know a lot of you are hesitating. I know a lot of OBs aren't pushing it. You know, I mean, you already have a pregnant woman, they're pretty scared. And, you know, we're going through a Delta variant, a Delta wave. And so I don't know. I haven't heard of OBs, though, doing some of this BS, like refusing patients. So I don't think you guys are going to face that. But you might. At one point, you might face that. But just whenever you're kind of in doubt, just remember what happened with Zika, because that was some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little while back, Oscar De La Hoya, 48 years old, had in an interview with Los Angeles Times before he was scheduled to fight Vitor Belfort, which got changed because he ended up coming down with COVID. Apparently he had said that he was raped by an older woman when he was a teenager. Now, he said, I was raped at 13 from a woman, an older woman. 13, lost my virginity over being, you know, being raped, basically. I had spoken to you about how many women lost their virginity from a rape. It's horrible. It's just It's just tragic. And boys, sadly, too. He said the incident occurred when he was in Hawaii for a tournament, and the woman in question was over 35 years old. He did not name the woman. He said fighting was one of the ways to distract himself from the traumas of childhood. He says you suppress everything, you're living this life, the golden boy, but oh, blank, wait, that's still there. Like, I never, like, thought about it, I never processed it, I never really thought how my feelings are until one day it just comes out, and you don't know how to deal with it, he told the LA Times. Having been through that myself, I moved on. And it bothered me, a lot, but for me, I gotta get back to work. I gotta get back to school. I gotta move on from it. And some people can't. I felt very fortunate to have the strength to move on. And so, you know, DeLoya fought professionally from 1992 to 2008. He stepped away, I think, from the ring. I believe he had already. They say according to Fox News, he had left, I think, in 2008. Then he lost to Manny Pacquiao in a referee technical decision in December 2008. He beat Steve Forbes by unanimous decision in May 2008. So Oscar De La Hoya and Belfort were supposed to square off at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Belfort is a former UFC star. His last boxing match was 2006 against Jose Mario Neves, and he won via knockout. Now, this fight is being sanctioned by the California State Athletic Association, set to take place on September 11th. Now, Evander Holyfield is going to take Oscar De La Hoya's place because Oscar De La Hoya, despite being fully vaccinated, got COVID. So the Hall of Famer tweeted from his hospital bed the other day, asking what are the chances of him getting COVID despite taking care of himself. He said, this really, really kicked my butt. He said, wanted you to hear directly from me that despite being fully vaccinated, I have contracted COVID and am not going to be able to fight next weekend. Preparing for this comeback has been everything to me over the last months, and I want to thank everyone for their tremendous support. And the fight was supposed to be coming up the 11th, Evander Holyfield, who hasn't fought since 2011, is going to step in for him. Now, big concern, of course, is how did this happen? He was fully vaccinated. And when you watch his YouTube video, he does it in Spanish and he does it in English. You see him being despondent. You know, he said, I took care of myself. And you could almost see, you know, if he was able to say the words, you could see he wanted to say, I got the vaccine. I did everything I was told I was supposed to do. Mask, vaccine, and I still got this. And so there's a lot of lessons, and this isn't supposed to be weaponized by the pro-vaxxers or the anti-vaxxers or anything like that. But what it shows you is we can't in public policy or in celebrity world or whatever tell people that everything is going to be all right if you do what we say. And that message was really, really wrong. Because then people are shocked or in denial when they actually have symptoms. I told you guys that how, you know, people will call into telemedicine, they'll be having these pretty, you know, significant symptoms. And I'm like, look, this could be COVID. And they go, no, I got vaccinated. No, just, you know, tell me what to take or just give me an antibiotic. And they're in denial. And you wonder how many of these who died, who were vaccinated, died because they wouldn't go and get seen because they thought there is no way this could be COVID. The public messaging is horrible. When you make it act like, oh, you'll be fine. Biden even said that. He's like, look, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Well, stop saying that. Now, according to the CDC, 173 million people fully vaccinated in the U.S., 12,900 had been hospitalized or died of COVID despite vaccines. So those over 65 years of age were the larger majority. Females to males hospitalized 48 to 52. But 70% of people who hospitalized, or 87% of those who died who were vaccinated, were over 65. Now, in terms of asymptomatic or not COVID-related, they have small numbers in cases, but remember the CDC said they stopped counting after 10,000? So I'm kind of confused by these numbers. They say 480 died of those who had no symptoms. I get it, 2,400 hospitalized. I'd like to know them what they died of. But, you know, people are very, very frustrated because they don't want to see healthy, young athletes. 48 years old to me is young. Doing what they were told, getting their vaccine, and still possibly battling in the hospital. He's in a hospital. He's not being treated at home, which means he has severe COVID. There was a recent newscaster, Gary Waddell, news anchor we've known for years in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fabulous professional. Apparently had some comorbid, you know, conditions, but he died of complications of COVID despite being vaccinated. May he rest in peace. And I think people are really, really asking for, you know, some more guidance or some more medications. Yeah, I mean, on the same breath during these headlines, you get, you know, don't touch the ivermectin. You know, you're not a cow. Now, true, you should not be taking a cow's ivermectin. But can the government say, look, we want to study it. Please don't take it yet. It could hurt you. We want to study it. Instead, it's you're not a cow. I mean, they're trying to be cute. They're trying to be, it's just very, people don't want to end up like these people who were vaccinated and getting COVID. In Israel, Solomon Zarka, the COVID czar, thinks that we need to be ready for a fourth shot. Israel's national coronavirus czar on Saturday called for the country to begin making preparations to eventually administer fourth doses of the coronavirus vaccine. He told Khan Public Radio, given that the virus is here and will continue to be here, we also need to prepare for a fourth injection. Now, he didn't specify when Israel's going to be getting their fourth shots, but here we are still kind of battling with, you know, people not even wanting to get their first shot. And Israel's like, we're already going to be doing fourth shots because they've been dealing with a huge wave. Zarka said that the next booster shot may be modified to better protect against the new variants of the SARS virus that causes COVID-19. Thank you. That's another thing we're waiting on. If these variants are outsmarting these vaccines made from the wild type, we probably need to start giving vaccines that actually are more strain-related. He said, this is our life from now on in waves. So that's what he's saying. Waves. Waves is going to be our new life. He said, it seems if we learn lessons for the fourth wave, we must consider the possibility of waves of new variants, such as the one from South America. And thinking about this and the waning of the vaccines and the antibodies, it seems every few months, it could be once a year or 5 or 6 months, we need another shot. Now, South America, we're watching the Mu variant. Remember we talked about the Mu? All right, so we're going to be watching, you know, all these variants. Right now we're dealing with Delta, but Israel's is already preparing for the next one. So we're here to keep you posted, as always, on the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you celebrating the Shana Tova, the high holidays, and I'll be back with you soon. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.